They say laughter is the best medicine. Well, consider this your booster shot. You are now listening to the three funniest guys I know. Alrighty, welcome in. This is the first episode of the Three Funniest Guys I Know podcast. I'm here with the three funniest guys. This is Mike, Tim, and Keith. And we'll start off by going around the room and just giving a quick intro. So, Mike, you want to introduce yourself?
Hey, guys, I'm Mike. I'm from California, and that's it.
All right, how about Keith?
It's Keith. Grew up in Wisconsin, in the hometown of Neenah, Wisconsin, that made manhole covers for many years. Now India stole all those jobs.
Okay.
Wait a minute. If he gets to brag about his hometown, I'm going to brag about mine.
Okay.
I'm from Modesto, California, home of the famous Scott Peterson.
I don't know if that's bragging rights.
My wife wants to take the Scott Peterson murder tour. Can you set that up?
Yeah, I know people.
Elephant Bar.
Didn't they film American Graffiti in Modesto, the movie?
Yeah, that's where George Lucas is from, Modesto.
Yeah, so you Scott, had George Lucas, Scott. You had American Graffiti, and you pulled Scott Peterson.
I think more people know who Scott Peterson is than George Lucas. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to go with you wrong on that. Okay, we'll move along to Tim.
Hello, callers. My name's Tim. I'm from Washington State. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, man. For all of you out there that don't know, this is a pre-recorded podcast. We record all our episodes and we later post them on to your apps that you can put your podcast down from, but apparently Tim does not understand the concept.
Agree to disagree.
Okay, so he may think that we're taking callers during this entire podcast, but that's it. This is it. This is Tim, Mike, and Keith, and we're going to start off with a segment we call Desert Island.
How would you handle being stranded?
Here's some 3FG advice for this highly likely scenario. This is Desert Island. Okay, so I just realized that I didn't introduce myself. I'm Josh. I organized this crew, and obviously I did a terrible job of it. But we'll keep cruising. This is Desert Island. The idea of this topic is that each host is going to be asked what three things they would pick to take if they were deserted on a desert island by themselves for the rest of their days. So you got to think about things that are going to last you your lifetime when we do this. So we're going to start it off, and the topic for this segment is food. So I want to hear the three foods that you would survive on for the rest of your life on a desert island by yourself. I'm going to randomly pick somebody, and we'll go with Keith to start us off.
Interesting. Have you ever heard the phrase, you don't bring sand to a beach? Nobody?
I don't think so.
I've heard you don't bring hamburger to a steak dinner.
No, this is you don't bring the same thing you're going to. Let's see here. Food-wise? Oh, man, right now I'm really... What would I... You're just so like, I just get to eat three, like three?
What three types of cheese am I going to pick?
Well, I mean, Munster is obviously the top cheese of all time. But I will say El Pastor tacos right now are pretty hot. And then if I'm on an island, let's just go with, some tuna or something. Right? Is that all right?
So, wait, I heard tacos, Munster cheese, and something else.
Tuna. Right? Because you got to have seafood.
Because you don't have enough fish swimming around.
Well, that's the idea.
Okay. So you picked Munster cheese, El Pastor tacos, and tuna.
I stand by that.
Okay, I like it. Let's roll on. Tim, what do you got? And there are no callers.
Pork skins, IPA, and shock tarts.
That was really quick. I feel like you're going to lose all the enamel on your teeth relatively quickly.
are you talking
What's
about?
What's a Shock Tart?
I think about this stuff all the time.
Those things.
Oh, I thought he said Pop Tart.
Is that like a chewy spree?
Yeah, but
a little sour zing to it.
They're sour as anything, man. They don't call them Shock Tarts anymore, Tim. They're called like sweet. They're Sweet Tart something now. Extreme Sweet Tarts or something.
You get to choose a flavor though, right? You're not stuck with green apple.
I mean, you don't. You can pick whatever you want. It's your desert island. But so you're going pork. Wait, pork.
Chose the monster. I'm good.
What was the third one, Tim?
IPA.
So you picked beer.
Well, yeah.
Wait, we could substitute beer, mind,
right? Well, I didn't. I mean,
for food?
Food, but hey, you
chose
just,
edibles.
This is up
or
to your interpretation, Mike.
And, okay, and, then fine. No IPA. Beer battered fish sticks. Then I guess I don't know.
Beer battered fish sticks. IPA. Yeah. Wait, beer battered fish sticks, Shock Tarts, and pork skins.
Yeah, yeah, the hot and spicy kind.
Okay, good. So your typical, like, I'm playing video games for the night kind of.
No, food. He's gonna have to swim off the island. That's smart. I get it.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
At least one person gets
it. I got first, so everyone got to kind of piggyback on me.
So. Okay. So this should get Mike, even better. Wait, I don't know how you one-up Shock Tarts, Mike.
Oh.
But give it your best shot here.
Wait, since we could pick beer with my first pick, I too am going to pick IPA.
This is just going to be three beers now.
And then my second pick is going to be Keystone Light. It's a great value.
Keep it real.
And then, I'll keep it real. So
that
I'm going to go.
Real.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to pick the food, and that's what I'm going to wash it down with. So I will pick baby back ribs, ribeye steak, and then Keith brought up Mexican food. So asada burritos from Jessica's Taco Truck on A Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Special delivery.
So you went, like, heavy on the meat and asada burritos, again, heavy on the meat.
Protein.
Okay.
I think we're all trying to make a break for it.
I feel like you're going to get scurvy in about a week and a half, but that might work.
I mean, after a week, do you really want to be on a deserted island?
You're just like, well, I'm going to eat like a king and then just die of scurvy, and I'm good with that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's one way of looking at it.
That's
Tim
my three foods.
Apparently thought he was going to be able to take his PlayStation 4 along with him and eat pork skins all day.
I don't know. How many people have made it off a deserted island? Let's be real here.
Tom Hanks.
He did it. Lord of the Flies, like a couple of them made it out.
I mean, I thought at least one of you guys would pick some sort of vegetable. I figured a fruit, a veggie, and a meat. That's kind of what I was thinking. So I was going to go with like pineapple.
I was assuming I was packing seeds in my bowels.
To last you the rest of your life?
No, to harvest a garden.
Okay. So wait, you're talking like black tar
the Martian
balloon in bad
no,
places?
No, like
kind
the
of
Martian.
The what?
You guys haven't seen The Martian yet? The movie
Martian's
The Martian?
Movie.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh,
caller number one, thank you.
Caller number one.
That Okay. So my three,
no
again,
one asks. This is for us.
Everybody, you listeners out there, you're going to realize very quickly that there's going to be one voice of reason through this whole thing. It's the guy leading this whole thing. So I would go fruit, veggie, and meat. So I would go pineapple, I guess just like spinach.
Oh,
you
got to
keep your nutrients in, fellas. And then,
I'd go with
a ribeye steak.
You said the fruit, not vegetables.
Can I just point out that he sent this out at October 9th, and it is October 15th, and we just read this. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, again, one of us is going to carry the reason train through this whole thing, Keith.
Okay. Sorry.
Hey, I got a question. That intro music, is that the Foo Fighters?
No, it's not.
I thought it was. I'm pretty
sure
it
sounded,
is.
It sounded right up there.
I can't play any actual like huge bands. You gotta
no,
buy
I know
that
song.
That stuff, man. We get our rights through a local record label in Dallas.
No. I know. That's why I thought you were playing the Foo Fighters because we probably couldn't play any big bands. So.
Oh, here he goes with this.
There goes our Dave Grohl sponsor.
God damn it. You can edit this, right?
I'm gonna cut you out now. You're just going to bag on the Foo Fighters all day. Best band ever. But we're going to move on here, and we're going to go into a segment.
The most accessible band of all time.
They're also awesome.
A week ago, I didn't even know this existed. Now I got to have it all the time. Binge-worthy.
Okay, this is a topic called binge-worthy. This segment is devoted to things that you didn't know, didn't know existed recently until recently, and you've now decided you can't live without it. I'll start it off. I'll give you guys the heads up on how this goes, and then we'll walk through it. But yeah, this is all going to be devoted to things, again, new to you, that you now cannot live without. I'm going to tell you right now, thank you very much, Tim, for introducing me to the chili flavored shellless pistachio. So basically what this is like a 5-gallon bag that you can get on Amazon, delivered to you like tomorrow, which is a bad thing for me. And it's just full of these pistachios that taste amazing. So I'm a pistachio fan to begin with, but you don't even have to pry the shells off these things. So you can go through about 150 grams of fat in a matter of like 45 seconds out of these bags. They're fantastic. Hashtag not a sponsor. This is just something that I literally have been reordering from Amazon since you left my house a couple months ago, Tim. So thank you for that, for introducing me to shellless pistachios.
Pistachios and spinach? You're a madman.
You know, I go crazy. Like I said, I'm the voice of reason on this thing. I'll hand it off next, randomly pick. I mentioned Tim, so let's go to Tim next.
I'm going to talk to you about a 7-ounce bag of Corn Nuts Crunch Mix, Fiery Hot Snack Mix. What you get in this bag is a blend of our roasted corn kernels with seasoned corn puffs. Corn sticks and corn chips come together for a very crunchy snack. Really what you get is an exciting mix of the corn nuts you love with spicy seasoning and other snack ingredients. You can sit back and enjoy a real roasted corn kernel snack in a way that only Corn Nuts can create. It's a perfect spicy, salty snack for video game sessions or movie nights.
Okay, wait.
Just off the top of my head, I mean, that's what I've been thinking about.
Digest all this real quick. We can't just let that fly and move on to the next. Are you reading from the Corn Nuts website right now?
No, I just, you sent out the script, and so I just jotted down some notes. Okay. I wanted
that's
to take
what I'm talking
seriously.
About, guys. Hey, I want you both to take notes on what Tim just gave you right there.
Just had my legal pad's in my work truck.
That was fantastic. Corn nuts. Brought to you by the sexiest voice in podcasting. Tim. All right.
About corn nuts breath. It's not good.
This is something we gotta. Good luck following that up, Mike. You're up next.
I get to follow that.
Yeah, good luck with it. It's like all I right. said, you guys all bring something to the podcast. So bring what you gotta bring, Mike.
Oh, dude. All right. I feel I just can't do that. So it was the morning of August 22nd, 2020, when my life changed forever. I was in the McDonald's drive-thru. I went to order my sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle, and there was an advertisement for a new sandwich. It was the chicken McGriddle. It didn't look very good, but when I pulled up to the order menu, I noticed it was 2 for $3.50. So I said, oh, it's looking a bit better. So I ordered two of them. So I ordered my two chicken McGriddles, and they turned out to be fantastic.
Two for $3.50.
So I hit that drive-thru at least twice a week. And by twice a week, I mean four times a week. And I highly recommend it. And you're welcome.
Chicken McGriddles, 2 for $3.50, huh?
Phenomenal.
You're still going to McDonald's?
What? What do you mean?
Is it all day breakfast or what?
Is it because they don't have vegetables?
It might be. I can't do McDonald's.
They put lettuce on their burgers. There you go.
Chick-fil-A's got a breakfast menu. They make chicken sandwiches.
A, there's not a Chick-fil-A in Modesto. B, if there was, I'm not going to wait in line 2 hours to get a chicken sandwich.
C, if you're going to get a breakfast chicken sandwich, you better gosh darn be going to Whataburger and getting yourself a honey butter chicken biscuit, because there is no better breakfast sandwich on the planet.
I Hold don't on. Know about their breakfast, but their burgers are awesome.
Oh my gosh, you've never had a honey
We don't have a Whataburger in California.
Okay. Well, that's the first thing you're getting when you come out to visit. Hey, you're getting a honey butter chicken biscuit.
Okay. And I'm going to make a special delivery with some chicken McGriddles.
Mm-hmm. Are those and the we'll ones compare. That are like the buns are pancakes?
Yep, that's what it is. Pretty I guess it's their take on chicken and waffles. But, oh, it's so good.
2 for $3.50.
Yep.
I find when I'm always hungover, I find myself at a McDonald's breakfast drive-thru.
See, that's
me too.
That's
when I'm hungover, when I'm sober,
you don't go to McDonald's. You go to Whataburger.
We don't have those in California.
And I think the only guy on this thing that's had one of those is Tim. Tim, you've had a honey butter chicken biscuit.
I think they're fantastic, Josh.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. God, your voice is so amazing.
What part of the chicken is it?
Who freaking knows?
The thigh? The leg?
I got no idea. It's mashed together chicken pieces, then battered and fried. Just like every other fast food chain.
I was trying to sound sexy.
What? You're never going to get to Tim level, let's be honest. No one's getting sexy.
I was lead them out, nobody.
We're going to get callers with that voice from Tim. I don't know what kind of callers, but we're going to get them.
What's the thought about the In-N-Out Burger?
Ooh,
overrated.
I totally agree.
I like it, but my thing is, why does it take so long to get through that drive-through? There's only like 3 things on their menu.
Really, you have a hard time getting through that? I think they're pretty quick. I'd agree that there are burgers, fast food burgers out there that are better. My favorite faster food burger would be Five Guys.
100%. Yeah,
no question.
Oh, it's like triple the price.
No.
That's the question, right?
Totally.
What hamburger are you eating on a desert island? Five Guys.
Who?
Oh.
Yeah, for the rest of your life?
Five Guys.
That was not in the script.
Except they talk into that double that you don't know about. And then you're... Hmm.
I do. I will say I do like the animal style sauce and grilled onions they put on a burger at In-N-Out. I do like that.
Mickey. I think I sent out a text, guys. You guys got to get on this Among Us app on the iPhone or what? I don't know. I only have iPhones. So.
I play it, Keith.
You do? Well, we got to get the whole crew together. It's so funny.
What is this? Yeah,
it's
is
so this backstabby.
It's a blast because I don't trust anybody to begin with. So once you play that game,
So this just makes your paranoia.
It's like it's kind of like Clue on a spaceship. One of the guys is a killer, and it's really trendy right now. There's a bunch of memes about it. Once you download the game, you'll be like, oh, this is what all these memes are.
So do you play this with like a bunch of other people or what?
Well, I play it with my kid, but the more people I tell it to, they're like, oh, this is what sus is on the internet. This is these little colored spaceship dudes that are everywhere. The latest Bleacher Report Gridiron Club was all Among Us, where they said which one's this imposter, and they all voted for the Bears immediately and kicked them out. It's a pretty fun game.
Okay.
It'll take you like, I don't know, 5 to 10 tries to like figure out the game, and then it gets pretty fun.
Yeah, after playing about a dozen times, you have it down, and it's a blast. And it's nice. Each game only takes, 10 minutes.
Yeah. So you could use it in the restroom.
I guess the only question that I have is, do you make a regular thing out of playing inferior opponents that you can beat, Keith? You only play this with your son, who is, if I remember correctly, what, 7?
He's 8 now. He'll be 9 in December. No, you play it with real people who are sick of 40-year-olds jumping in on a 12-year-old's game. But it's pretty fun. Among Us. Look it up.
Among Us. Okay.
Get to learn it, and then we can do like a fantasy football like ship, and it should be pretty funny.
Okay. Yeah, I second that. It's an absolute blast. I love playing it.
Okay. Again, not a sponsor. We don't have any sponsors, so So I don't know where we would go with that. So recapping this, I had chili flavored shellless pistachios. Mike had the chicken, what's it called, Mike, from McDonald's? McGriddle's breakfast?
Yes, chicken McGriddle.
Keith went for Among Us, and man, Tim went on some rant about some flavor of corn nuts. What was it, Tim?
It's not a flavor, Josh, so much as it's corn nuts crunch mix.
Corn nuts crunch mix. Oh, man, I can't get over the voice. All right, we're going to move on to a segment called Travel Time.
We're going to pick a random city somewhere in the world, and then we're going to tell you how we do it. It's travel time, y'all.
Okay.
There's not enough crack in right now, I gotta be honest.
So how this works is I go onto the internet, I type in a random city generator, some random city throughout the world, it populates something back, I do a little research, I throw some stuff up on the board, and then Keith, Tim, Mike, and myself are going to talk through how we would do a vacation to this place. So we didn't get to pick it. This is totally random. And this week's city is Vladimir, Russia. So we've got the city flag shown on the slide, gents. It's very nice. I'll have to describe it since the listeners obviously can't see what we're looking at. It's a red flag. And then you got a lion wearing a crown holding a cross staff.
Looks like he's pole dancing with a Orthodox cross.
That's one way that it can be perceived. That's for sure.
I'm looking this up on the map, Jamie.
You have it advertised as the Lion King, and he looks nothing like Simba.
Well, agreed. I mean, it's a lion wearing a king's hat. I didn't know how else to describe this.
It's a crown, by the way, not a hat.
Okay.
Show some respect for Vladimir Russia.
This is my apologies. My apologies to Vladimir. But okay, let's run through a couple things about Vladimir here. Population 350,000. So we're talking about a city, I don't know, 350,000 people. Anybody got any good like barometers of how big that is?
It's like Modesto. China.
Yeah, the home of Scott Peterson.
So Modesto's about that big?
The former home of Scott Peterson.
Okay, so we're calling it about the size of Modesto, California, so nobody else is.
And his unborn child. How big that is.
It's 120 miles east of Moscow in Russia. As far as climate is concerned, July is the hottest month with an average high of 76 degrees. That's the hottest month.
What? Wait, that's like European degrees though, right?
No. That's American degrees, also known as Fahrenheit.
That's like weird.
So in July, it gets the hottest with an average high of 76. So
cool. Oh, that's shocking.
For us, some sports stuff. So their big sport, Russian soccer, second tier, FC Torpedo Vladimir is the big sports team in there. They got a Major League B volleyball team, Vladimir VC. Then minor league hockey, Polaris Vladimir Ice Hockey Club, and a semi-pro table tennis club, Luke. If we're going to visit this place, Vladimir, what are you guys liking so far? There's a lot of airtime there. Not a whole lot? No?
Let's take caller number two on this one, huh?
There's only two reasons I'll visit Russia and one pass. That was to go to a World Cup they hosted a couple years ago. So that train left the station.
World Cup.
And the other one is
tournament?
To...
You would travel to Russia to go to a soccer tournament?
It's the World Cup, bro.
I'd go there for that.
That's surprising. Okay.
Well, hold on. If America makes a World Cup, because they didn't make that one, I will attend. I'll have the face paint, everything.
Oh, I got a young guy. A Vizuvala.
Might go shirtless.
Vizuvala?
The second reason I would go is to get bride number 9. So the moment we land on the plane, I have a date set up with Natasha. So, count me in.
Bride number 9.
Bride number 9.
For the
lucky number 9
out there, every time Mike talks about it, he has another divorce added to the total. We all don't know how many times he's been divorced, but it's not 9 times.
I can tell it's you never been my fault.
Of course it
has. All 8 times, it's never been my fault.
Of course it hasn't.
There's two sides to every story. That's what he's trying to say.
But you only need to hear mine.
That's right.
Well, that's all we're gonna hear.
This is why I have to eat McDonald's. I'm a single guy.
That's why.
I don't know how to cook. Well, hopefully Natasha could cook better food than what you have on the screen.
Well, that's what I'm showing you right now. I've got a little segment on food. That's a good segue.
It's landlocked.
When you're in Russia, the number one pick is kasha. That's shown in a bowl. It's the most common meal in Russia. It's basically oatmeal. It looks terrible. And that's like their number one meal. And then the other ones you got pierogi, which is probably the best thing that I would pick to eat there. So it's a flaky.
Can I change my desert island food?
To what?
Whatever you just said.
You want kasha?
Yes.
For the rest of your life. Oh, that makes one of us.
Well, is there a vegetable in there?
No, it's just like, it's all that stuff.
Just worried about my gut biota on that island.
Yeah, I think you should. I think Mike should pick that with his protein selections. Then the last one is borscht.
It's a borsk.
Is that how you say it?
Yes. Come on, dude.
Well, you would know. I don't know.
Yeah, man. I hang out with Polish people like all the time, dude. You haven't been to Menasha? Jesus Christ.
Well, all of those Wisconsin listeners that we have are going to be understanding everything you're saying right now, Keith. But
thanks.
How did you say it? Borsked?
Borsk.
Borsk.
Yeah.
So it just looks like purple soup. It's made out of beetroot and tomatoes, yep. Both of which I don't like.
It's terrible.
Yeah, so that's the food. So you may want to stick on your McDonald's plan when we go to Russia, Mike.
Actually, I think I'm just going to fly Natasha here, and then I'll star on 90 Day Fiancé.
So you're not going to like, you're not going to like the food. You're not going to like going there for the climate. You're really kind of not wanting to go to Russia at all, is what I'm hearing.
I'm still bitter about the Cold War. I'm 100% American, man. Enough to marry a Russian.
It wasn't like a real win. I get it.
You understand. Oh, man. Tim, what are your thoughts on this little paradise in Russia that we found?
I don't know if you know this, but in 1995, a little bit of controversy surrounded Vladimir Russia. Certain texts from the Hypatian Codex reference that Vladimir the Great, the father of Russian Orthodoxy, visited in 990. That was not very cool with the locals. They said that theory was fabricated just so they could have something to celebrate. Can you believe that?
Can you I absolutely can't, Tim. I also can't believe for those of you that don't know Tim well, like, this is very well something that he could have dreamed up and just spat out on a whim. Is this something you actually found?
Something I found. I read the Hypatian Codex on the daily.
After that, I need a drink, and we're going to move on to the topics of drinks. The national drink of Russia, everybody should know, right?
Vodka.
Thank you. The potato-based liquor. But Russia's actually really getting a nice outcropping of microbreweries, just like the United States, right? Microbreweries are a big thing. They're blowing up there in Vladimir.
Play it out.
Well. What's that?
Play it out.
Yeah? Well, yeah, do you think that the local breweries there in Vladimir that have a couple selections named the Banana Kraken or the Black Jesus White Pepper are played out? Keith? Ooh.
Remember when Madonna had that video with the Black Jesus and everyone freaked out?
No.
I do.
I remember.
Yeah. Tim. Caller 3 remembers that.
I remember that.
Just saying.
I didn't know that was a thing. She had a black. Oh, dude,
it video? Was scandalous, dude. It's called Like a Prayer. Look it up.
Okay, so Vladimir, Russia. Am I getting 3 thumbs up on this, or what do you guys take? Are we doing it or no?
This is it. Like, yeah, fine.
I can't go. I'm busy that day.
Fine. Okay, so Keith is just along for the ride. Mike's the solid no. Tim?
Like, what are we doing? Are we backpacking across this?
Are we doing crocodile in Russia?
I mean, I think we're flying there and then checking out all the stuff.
Looks like there's horses at the gate here in Wikipedia.
I'll do it if we can backpack across all of Russia.
All of Russia. So if, based on Tim's input, I'm going to go with no, because I'm not going to do that. I'm not walking that far. You know me,
there's
Tim.
A,
I don't like walking.
There's a train. It's called the Trans-Siberian Train.
Orchestra?
No.
They have some sweet Christmas songs, though.
God, they nail it.
Yeah, they do.
Do you guys want to hear my Russian roommate story from my freshman year of college?
Do I ever.
His name was Yevgeny Dobrovolsky. And I was in an all-guys dorm in a state school in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, which is French for Clearwater. True story on all of these facts. And I came in, and I wasn't a great student at the time. And I met Yevgeny, and he was like 22, and he was an exchange student. And he was awesome. But he just wore like leopard print bikini underwear all day long. He was the hairiest guy, but he was definitely bisexual and loved George Michael. Loved George Michael.
I can't fault him for that. George Michael's got some good hits.
But like his techno George Michael, not 80s George Michael, like new stuff. He's like, have you heard the new George Michael? And I'd be like, no. And he'd be like, check it out. And his favorite word was salacious. He'd always be like, oh, Keith, you look salacious tonight.
While sitting in nothing but his leopard print bikini.
Yeah, and I kind of loved it. Like, because I came from, like, a small town, and I was, like, pretty narrow-minded in a lot of different ways. And then I was like, oh, Yevgeny, thanks, man. Kind of opened my eyes to. But he lived in Vladivostok, Russia.
Wow.
So opposite. So, like, next to Japan. So, when you're playing Risk, Kamchatka.
Kamchatka, dude. I remember
that's
that.
Where he was.
Yeah.
But he was, like, Euro trash. But in Asia. All right.
If we go to Vladivostok, Russia, I'm in.
Yevgeny never communicated with me after. I invited him to my wedding, and he didn't show up.
Never came back. Did you talk to him second year? Like, did you guys room together all 4 years or just first year?
Just first year. I got kicked out of the dorms pretty fast. He was worried his visa might be in jeopardy rooming with me. Yevgeny. I love him. Nice. Anna knows him. Hairy guy. Real hairy.
Hairy and naked.
Love George Michael.
There you go. Hey, well, I can't fault the music selection. I can't fault
disco it. George Michael.
All right.
Bathroom George Michael.
Speaking of music, we're gonna walk on and segue into our sponsors. So this is a big thanks out to our sponsors here.
The three funniest guys I know would like to put a big thanks out to our sponsor, Hand Drawn Records and Hand Drawn Pressing. The bands that you're hearing on the show, like Exit 380, The Screaming Thieves, Andrew Tinker, Brandon Callie's band, Cutthroat Finches, and Heart of the City are all under the Hand Drawn Records record label. So thanks for the rights to the music, Hand Drawn. This local company based out of Dallas has done a great service to the show, and we really appreciate y'all.
Great music. Great music.
You like that? You like Poncho and Lefty?
I do. Love it.
That's a great song. That's a cover by Exit 380, one of the bands. And the lead of that band is actually the CEO of the company that allowed us the rights. So it's pretty neat that we get to
play. Send me some stickers. Another guy typing in Pornhub, huh? Nice.
All right. Speaking of choices, we're going to go with this or that next.
Meeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a piggy by the toe, iffy, I'll just make up your mind, this or that.
Okay, so this is a segment where I'm going to present y'all with a choice, and I want to hear what you would decide one way or the other. And maybe, Keith, you'd want to tell us what your Russian friend Yevgeny would do in this scenario. So the first question that we're going to go with is, would you choose being in jail for a year or losing a year off your life? I'll leave it open to anyone that wants to respond.
I'd like to jump right in.
Yeah, go for it.
And I think being in jail for a year is pretty much losing a year off your life. So I'll just fast forward and just take that year off my life and save my butthole a lot of trouble.
Went straight for that one, huh? Okay. I can understand that one. Anybody else got the anything they'd like to weigh in on?
I'm going to jail.
Right, Tim?
I'm going to jail. Listen, I'm going to spend a year getting just totally yoked up, right? That's going to add at least 3 to 5 years to your life. So actually, spend that year in jail.
I like it. See, I went through a similar thought process, Tim, when I read this question. I didn't go the yoked up way. I went with the educational way. Because you can go, now you're in jail nowadays, you can get any education you want. So I was just sitting there thinking, hey, maybe I'll just go get like a couple master's degrees or something. What else are you going to do?
So hey, you have access to a computer in jail, or are they still doing the Encyclopedia Britannica?
I don't know. I don't know how they're doing it.
I think it's mostly Carmen San Diego for a few degrees.
It's Carmen San Diego, Oregon Trail, and Snake.
Hey, I don't care what you're saying. Oregon Trail is like the best damn game ever invented. And you always caulk the wagon and float, for the record.
Never pay.
No. You don't pay that.
I don't mean to go back to a previous conversation that we're having, but damn it, if this is not impressive. Vladimir was besieged by the Mongol traders of the Great Horde under Batu Khan. I didn't know that.
I saw the picture. They had horses outside the front gate. Is that where the Mongols stopped their siege on crossing the Cossacks right there? That's a good question.
I think so. I think Bill and Ted, I learned that from them.
I don't even know where you guys are in like 4 different centuries right now at the same time.
I'm still on the prison kick. That's a year you have to fill in on your resume. And then that's also a year you're going to have to practice self-love with a guy sleeping on a bunk right above you. I'm uncomfortable with that.
Once or twice.
I could do it, but for a year?
I mean, in Tim's scenario, though, you're getting so yoked on the bench press that nobody's going to be trying to practice self-love with you.
Yeah, the other inmates are going to be practicing love with you.
No, that's what I'm saying. You know, Tim has put enough time on the bench. If he's throwing up 350, nobody's going to be trying that.
No, I said self-love.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about it.
Do I have to be more specific with that?
Nope. You got it, Mike. Thank you. That's plenty specific. I just heard you differently. Okay.
Can we talk about top 5 inmates of all time?
Yep.
Martha Stewart. I think Aaron Hernandez needs to be mentioned there pretty quickly.
I think you checked out a little too early to be in the conversation.
Crap. Maybe.
Did you watch the documentary on that guy?
No.
You want to talk about crazy. Watch that documentary. That guy had some anger issues like you read about. Okay, so we got Aaron Hernandez. I threw out Martha Stewart because I think that's hilarious. Who else?
I think you have to go in for the long haul. Charles Manson. Peterson's number one, without a doubt.
Just a fan.
And if you were unaware, he recently got his death penalty sentence revoked to a lifetime sentence.
Oh, he's handsome.
That's just because he lives in California.
How are we not talking about Danny Trejo right now?
Danny Trejo was a prisoner?
Did he escape?
Are you talking about Machete?
Yeah, I'm talking about Machete.
He just turned 70 or something.
Talking about the man in Heat and Con Air and Desperado, Danny Trejo.
Oh, they don't get any more handsome than Danny Trejo.
What did he go to jail
for? I think just so he could say he was in jail.
His agent made him go to jail.
And just have one of those comeback stories.
He has the look. A true badass. Look at this guy. He's been to jail.
Yeah, he worked for like AMT, you know, Hollywood. And his agent was like, you need to stab somebody or you'll never be hired again.
It's called street cred.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's hard to earn. I think we got two of them. OJ's got to be up there.
The juice, man. Certainly had a captivating way of getting there in the Bronco chase, right?
But no, he didn't serve prison time for that, right?
Oh, he went to jail?
Yeah, so he served prison time for stealing back his merchandise.
Yeah, that whole Vegas thing that he did.
Yeah. Like, so had he gone to prison for the murder, he'd definitely be on the list. But no, he just sold some, he stole some stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Just larceny.
Scott Peterson, number one. Modesto represent.
I good love the way. Modesto Popeye look they have. Their jaw sticks out and their bottom teeth are
gone. So that was question one of this or that. Let's move on to the second one. Would you rather always be 10 minutes late or always be 20 minutes early? Mike.
20 minutes early. 10 minutes late is a bad look, and you could use those 20 minutes to play Among Us. Right, Keith?
Yes. Totally agreed. We could get a couple in there. I love that game.
Good. Keith, what are your thoughts on 10 minutes late or 20 minutes early?
I'm a early guy now, but when I was in my young 20s,
Wisconsin,
it became obvious that nobody had time for my 10 minutes late. Now I'm a 30 minutes early guy.
30 minutes? You're even going beyond what's necessary. Yes. 30 minutes.
Well, early. I have kids, too. I got to head to work.
Okay. Tim.
You know, it's interesting. I find the question put in the summit of an odd situation because time is a construct of man, so I refuse to answer the question anyway.
Holy cow.
Okay. That's a good point.
That's okay. Right. It's part of the fourth dimension, though.
Tim optioned out on that one. The construct of man kept him away from it. I'm going to be 20 minutes early. I don't like being late to crap. It drives me nuts being late.
I like ducking out an hour early, though.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I'm all for that. This was early.
How about ducking out an hour?
All right. Next up. What if your only mode of transportation you had to choose between a donkey or a giraffe? Open forum.
Giraffe. Can you imagine what people would think when they said, you know what they say about a guy that rides something with a long neck? Do you know how much street cred you get with that bad boy?
On a giraffe?
We already know about how big a donkey D is. How about a giraffe G?
That's what I'm saying.
Look at the neck. You drag one of those. You drag one of those in.
Nice. My big question is, how do you get on that thing?
I don't know, man.
The first couple times would be awesome, but
it's down on the floor.
I was kind of thinking it was an adolescent giraffe.
You're going to look ridiculous climbing onto a giraffe. Getting onto a donkey, you can kind of look like a champ, but then you look like an idiot the rest of the time you're riding it. Getting onto the giraffe, you're going to look like an idiot, but then once you're on it, you look like a champion.
I don't know, man. Giraffe, I mean, is going to do it.
You think pulling into town on a giraffe impresses anyone?
Well, it's like the NFL when they show up to training camp. Antonio Brown rides a giraffe.
Did he really?
Dak Prescott rides a donkey.
All right. Hey.
If you're riding a donkey, you're not getting there 20 minutes early.
Compound fracture of the ankle will beat you down enough in life. You don't need extra lashing.
And we're not talking about his...
That's what I was just going to say. When the Dead Sea Scrolls were uncovered, it was somewhat controversial as well that Jesus was actually very pissed off on Palm Sunday because he looked at his followers and said, "Where the hell's my giraffe? Why am I on this damn donkey?" That's Dead Sea Scrolls. That's not blasphemous. That's nothing.
Yeah.
That's, you looked that up. You Googled it.
The thing about the Dead Sea Scrolls, too, is...
So you're claiming that...
There's a couple of gospels out there.
The request was for a giraffe, not a donkey. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, that's what I did. I mean, I didn't make that up. That's Dead Sea Scrolls.
The gospel of...
I'm going to leave that where it lies. Dog. We're going to move right on to the next topic. Here's your choice. Every shirt you ever wear be kind of itchy or only be able to use one ply toilet paper for the rest of your life.
Let me jump in here, guys. I work for the federal government. They only supply one ply toilet paper. I do the mummy hand, and I hate an itchy shirt, so I'll take the one ply toilet paper.
I'm on the same exact wavelength with you, Keith. That was my choice automatically. It was like, I can deal with one ply toilet paper. We can figure that out, that situation. But I need to understand what mummy hand means.
You wrap your hand up like a mummy so that you can.
So you just like over and over again. So you get. Yeah. You get. You're basically turning one ply into seven ply.
As many as I can support for the Wisconsin paper industry.
So you're telling me that you're using your government paycheck to support the Wisconsin. Okay, I get it.
No, what about Mike, the federal.
What about Mike or Tim, you want to weigh in on this?
I have quite a bit to say on this topic.
Go, Mike.
Well, okay, so I live by a certain set of rules. And rule number one is if you can, always, and I mean always, crap at work. There is no better feeling than to get paid to take a dump. With that being said,
some people find the other end of that equation where they can only dump at home. I'm not one of these people, mind you, but there's a lot of people that are like that, which I've never understood.
Those people have not had near misses.
What is a near miss? Can you expand on that?
Do you want me to go into another story? This is another story.
I love secondary stories.
All right, here we go. Let me get comfortable. So I was about 22 years old, and I was getting off work at 4:30 p.m. About 3:30, my stomach started cramping up. And back then, I refused to use a public restroom. My stomach's cramping up. I said, okay, I got another hour. I'll be good. So I made it through the hour. I hop on the freeway to rush home. Traffic stopped. Now, I'm in a pickup truck, and it wants to come out. And I am standing up, stopped in traffic, clenched. At this point, I'm trying to make deals with God. Please, Lord, don't let me lose this. And he came through in the clutch, and I made it home. And as soon as I hit the pot, it wasn't pretty.
It was dumber scene.
Yeah, exactly. To a T.
Yeah.
And at that moment, I decided never again. If I have to go, find the nearest toilet and go.
So you've done a complete 180 on your bathroom choices at work. You went from, I only poop at home to I will only poop at work if I can.
That was a life-altering experience.
Oh, okay.
So at work, I've been there 22 years, and they too only supply one ply toilet paper. So I've gotten used to it. And then there's a product on the market I'd like to tell you guys about, if you did not already know about it. It's called Metamucil. So if you make Metamucil a regular part of your diet, you can use the same square of toilet paper for a month.
Oh my God.
You wipe and it is clean. It puts a casing around your poop, like one that cases a hot dog. You wipe, it's nothing.
Wait. I need to revisit what you just stated, because I don't think that this podcast needs to endorse using the same square of toilet paper for a month. Let's start there.
He has a competitor.
No, if you're at work.
Are you 72 years old?
If you're at work, try it. If you're at work, use all the toilet paper you wish. But if you're at home, use that same square.
I think I'm good.
I was going somewhere. If I'm not on the Metamucil, wipe 12 looks identical to wipe number 1. Guys, get on the Metamucil. Save yourself the itchy shirt.
Word, brah.
We're all good with. We're gonna go.
What
with
about the caller number 3?
On this.
Wait, did Tim answer?
Oh, I'm going one ply, man. Nobody wants this t-shirt. Plus, I'd invest in a bidet.
Yeah, I like this idea.
I thought you had already weighed in, Tim. I apologize. But again, Tim goes outside the box and gets the bidet idea out there, and that just solves all your problems, apparently.
He's a counter puncher. Watch out for him.
I'm fishing for a new sponsor, Metamucil.
Apparently, all of our listeners are going to be 60 plus. I'm getting there. I think Tim is onto something there with the bidet idea. Always looking outside the box, man. We need to start calling Counterpuncher, man. We start calling Floyd. All right, so all dogs attack you or all birds attack you when they see you?
Oh, dude, birds.
Tim, I want to start with you on this one because I think I know your answer.
Dogs.
Why is that, Tim? Why is that?
Listen, I have an irrational fear of birds. They have such an advantage. They just come from just anywhere, just dart down on you. And here's the other thing about a bird. I don't know if people know this. Birds carry so many diseases. And I'm going to tell you something right now that people don't know. Birds are responsible for a couple of things. Swine flu, bird flu, obviously, diabetes, and AIDS.
Why I picked this question. This is the sole reason I picked this question, because Tim is deathly afraid of birds, which is it's not even birds, it's ducks.
No, it's any winged creature. We took our boys to the Seattle Science Center, and there was a butterfly exhibit, and I've never been more scared in my life than having these butterflies land on me.
Oh yeah, do they transform? Oh, all of a sudden they're an insect. Now they can fly. Right. Agreed.
If that's not science. If that's not straight like a science fiction novel, I don't know what is.
Mike, what are your thoughts? Dogs or birds?
Well, I was gonna pick taking the bird attack, but Tim talked me out of it.
Well,
yeah, I don't want to be attacked by a AIDS carrying bird. I'll take the dogs.
Okay, I'm definitely taking birds. All right, here's the thing: how many birds are big enough to really do damage?
You'd be surprised.
You're an idiot.
I actually work at a wildlife refuge that is solely responsible for wildfowl migration. And if you've never been slapped in the face by a Aleutian goose, and there's a lot about birds you don't know. They also have a lot of lice, and they carry cholera that at this point doesn't transfer to humans, but at some point will. I will still take birds over dogs any day.
You get a pit bull coming at you, or like me, I own a Saint Bernard. I don't want that dog attacking me. He's a small Saint Bernard. He weighs 115 pounds. No, thank you.
So, but I'm guessing he's slow compared to a bird.
Slow compared to a bird, not slow compared to me. This isn't your like dream world, Mike, where you think you can run 20 yards in the NFL. Like, we're slow people. Dogs are fast.
I brought it down to four.
Okay.
I had time to think about it. Four yards.
For those of you that don't know, we run multiple podcasts, and Mike thinks that he could actually create a 18-yard run in the NFL. He's since talked his number down, but
what's a play call? And what team is he on?
We're talking just straight running behind. I put him behind
between the tackles.
I put him behind the zone blocking offense of Cleveland Browns. So I mean, I felt like that was a pretty good offense.
No, it's a third and long draw, behind a Mike Shanahan blocking offensive line.
And I backed off of it.
I went from 18 yards to my longest rush in 100 attempts would be 5 yards.
Your only bet would be a weird sweep where they pulled off.
He's not getting anywhere.
Well, okay. Well, I want to bring this up. These are two guys who should have listened to this podcast a week ago. And it's news to them.
Hey, Jim. Mm-hmm.
I agree, Mike.
Listen, all this good stuff they're missing.
We make this podcast for our fantasy football league, and they don't even listen to it. I completely agree.
Why aren't we on that podcast?
Then? Completely agree. All right, that was this or that. We're going to move on to the next segment, which is our trivia segment.
Yeah, you can go on to the next segment. So piss heads.
Pop quiz. Just because you're funny doesn't make you smart. This is trivia we should know.
I know things about football.
Okay. So here's how this trivia works. I came up with a bunch of trivia questions, all right? I sent them out to these three, and they could look it over. Now, I sent that knowing that, in all reality, they probably weren't going to look at it to begin with, which I don't think that they did. But in case they did, I knew that they would look up the answers. So what I did was I ditched all those questions, and then I made up new questions. All right, so Mike, you're going to start us off. First question, you ready? Which fraction is bigger, 5/8 or 9/16?
5/8.
That's correct. So Mike gets that one. All right, then I said Keith, right? Keith, you're the next question.
Yeah.
Who scripted the laws of motion?
Hmm. Just gonna go with Sir.
Mix a lot.
I don't have it.
You don't have it? Okay, Keith's saying no. Tim or Mike, do you guys have an answer
Isaac
to that
Newton.
One?
Yeah. No. I said Newton. I'm right. It's Newton.
Did you say right. Newton? Yeah, I'm not getting the points for it, but yes, it is. You said Sir, Keith, so I thought you were going the right way. Sir Isaac Newton.
Yeah, couldn't come up with that.
Yeah. All right, Tim, you're up next.
Give it to me.
Tim, who was the second president of the United States?
Ooh.
I think it's funny because it's a good time because we're voting right now and everybody should know their presidents. And if you don't know it's John Adams, you can go suck a fat one.
All right. He came on strong and rightly so. That's correct. John Adams, number two. All right. Adams. All right. Next question. This is back to Mike. Mike, what dinosaur is known for having spikes protruding from its vertebrae?
I'm going to go Stegosaurus.
Oh, he nails it. Okay, next one's Keith.
I'm down.
You ready, Keith?
Yeah, can I, like, double down on this one or what?
You want to double down on this one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't make up the rules. Sure. Yeah, this will be 2 points.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
Okay, thank Keith you. Goes for 2 points here with a double down, which was just made up literally on the spot. Keith, for 2 points, who killed Abraham Lincoln?
Interesting. Can I tell you a story about Yevgeny Dobrovolsky quick? John Wilkes Booth, but I mean, do we really know?
Look at this.
Do we really know? Do we really know?
Correct for 2 points.
I think we all killed him. In some ways, we all killed him.
I'd love your take on this. I think that one was pretty squared away as to who did it.
So I get doubled down.
Man, I'm not going to be able to keep track of this with you guys making up rules on the spot like this. Tim, what is the square root of 81?
Oh, no.
That would be 9.
That is correct. Tim, thank spot you. On with his math tonight.
He gets the easy ones. I get Stegosaurus.
I thought Stegosaurus was right.
Stegosaurus is funny.
Okay.
I'll pay you all Venmo money for Stegosaurus.
Next question goes to Mike. What percentage of the earth is covered in water, Mike?
It is 70%+.
What was that, Keith?
Liquid or frozen water, please.
Okay. All right. Next question is for Keith. What is the form of government based on queens and kings called?
That's a monarchy.
Dang. You guys are nailing these things. I'm impressed. I'm going to have to come up with some harder questions.
I messed up on Sir Isaac Newton. I'll never forget that again.
Okay. Tim, you're up next. This one should be hard, I think. How many ounces are in a quart?
Ooh.
Ooh, I never was good at this stuff. I think it's 32.
That's correct at 32.
I've never bought a beer at a liquor store.
I have. King Cobra. My very first beer. 32 ounce.
King Cobra. Solid stuff. Okay, Mike. I'm going to give you 2 points if you get this one, because I think this is a tough question. So I'm just counting this one as 2 points.
All right.
How many teeth does the average adult human have?
23?
Not even close.
No, 32.
Switch them. Yeah, there you go.
30. That's what I said, 32.
You went a little dyslexic on me, and it is 32, but I'm not giving you points for that.
You could give me 1 point.
Nope, I can't.
The average Wisconsinite has 23. I think that's fair enough.
Or if you're from Waterford, California, you have 6. You didn't specify what city.
Yeah,
okay, agreed. Well, that's on me. I'll fix that for next time. Keith, you're up next.
Yeah.
In what year did Black Tuesday occur?
Ooh. That 29?
Ooh, yeah.
That's correct, Keith.
89. It was one of the two.
No, you're correct. 1929 is the answer to that one. Okay, I like this next question. Tim, how do you like geography?
Love it.
About to get real. What are the two states directly west of Maine?
Wow.
Okay. I got this.
That's a trick question.
directly west or just west?
Directly west of Maine. West. Two states.
Don't let me confuse it.
New Hampshire?
And?
New Jersey?
Is that your answer?
Yeah, it's my answer if it's right.
Yeah, you're definitely from the West Coast. Well, there's a lot more. So you've got New Hampshire, but the other correct one would be Vermont. Mike, you're up. What is a marsupial?
Since you can't see me, I am rolling my eyes at the moment.
Okay.
And I don't know.
Okay, Mike doesn't know. Keith or Tim, any answers still? There? What?
It is a mammal.
It's like a kangaroo's a marsupial.
That.
They carry their people in a pouch, right?
Like a possum's a marsupial, too. It's the only marsupial in North America.
I think marsupial is a pouch carrying animal.
Can I get compensatory knowledge? Say that a possum's a...
Can I just remember the fact that Tim said... Like they carry their people in a pouch.
That's right, isn't it?
A marsupial is a mammal that has a pouch. Yes, that's correct. Mike didn't get it correct, so he gets no points.
I would have guessed a finger bone.
You are awarded no points, and may God have mercy on your soul. So Keith is up next. And Keith, what is the largest state in the United States?
That's a really good question, guys. And I'd like to start off by just saying thanks for having me on this podcast. You've all been wonderful. It's been a real pleasure to be here in my kid's toy room and just hanging out here. The largest landmass is obviously Alaska.
Okay, good.
And it's an upper 48, so a lot of people don't know that.
I
know big techs down here. Doesn't agree with that.
Can I tell you something that's going to blow your mind?
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about all these states and stuff. Do you know that Maine has more coastline than California?
I'm going to disagree with that.
How's that possible?
Think about it.
I think you're thinking of Florida.
Is that a real thing?
Think about it. Just
anybody who has to look this up loses a point.
He sounds convincing. Think about it.
Dude, Tim's the most convincing person I know. All right, Tim, you have the next question. You ready for this?
Oh, okay, let's go.
Which continent sorry. Had one too many of these fizzy hard seltzers.
I can't say they're so delicious, these fizzy blackberry drinks.
Yeah, let me tell you what I'm having right now. Which Steel continent Reserve, contains the most desert?
What?
Which continent contains the most desert?
Oh. This is a hot trivia question.
Continent with the most desert. Okay.
There's a lot of mass in continents.
What is the definition? Here's the thing. What's the definition of a desert?
I mean, I'm not here to give you definitions. I'm here to give you questions.
Because he's tickling around. You really got
to
pick apart these questions because I believe deserts is described by precipitation, and what people don't know is Antarctica is actually technically the largest continent.
So what's your answer, Tim?
I'm going to go with Antarctica.
You are correct. All right. Look at this. Tim's like a mastermind of these things.
I don't want to play trivia with him.
Mike.
What about the whole Maine thing? Did we figure that out?
No, we're off Maine, dude.
What? I'd like to know.
Someone look it up. Keith, go look it up. You're not answering right now. Mike, you're up.
All right. Am I supposed to look up?
Who? You're supposed to look up, like, coastal.
Coastline of Maine.
That Maine thing.
Yeah.
I will look that coastline. Up. Because it sounds like he actually means that.
Okay, Mike.
He might be right. For you.
Who is known for his exceptionally large signature on the Declaration of Independence? I didn't hear you answer.
Hold on. Oh, you didn't hear my answer?
No.
I said John Hancock.
That's correct.
You have me nervous.
Herbie Hancock.
I actually thought it was Herbie Hancock. That's correct.
Bam, bam. Bam, bam. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam.
Great musician of the 1980s.
Okay, Keith, yeah, are you ready? Did you get us an answer on that?
I did, and Tim was correct. Weird. I actually feel bad. And I'm a stickler for facts.
Wow.
Most he was right. Wow. Over Alaska, Florida, California, and a couple of Texas. Yeah. He was right. Wow. A lot of fjords.
Okay.
A lot of fjords.
And we're counting.
That's what
fjords.
I bring to the
okay,
football
Keith,
podcast.
Okay, Keith, you're up
too,
next, man.
Josh.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Keith. Name an Axis power during the World War II during World War II other than Germany. And if you get them both, you get 2 points.
Well, I hate them all, to be honest. Where do I start? I actually hate the Japanese in that war the most, but Italy, I'll take it.
Look at Keith with 2 points.
I like it. You just typed that in.
Italy and Japan.
I was over in Guam for a while, so I saw the destruction. That's Japanese, Dad. That was pretty
big. Got it. Tim, you're going to end us here. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Who came up with the theory of relativity?
Okay, I believe that would be...
He was born in Maine.
No, that was a light bulb.
Oh, yep.
Oh, relativity. It's like freaking Einstein, bro.
Oh. No, we're talking about Edison up in Schenectady.
It sounded for a second there like you were going to go electricity.
I know. Yep. Yeah.
And go Edison.
Einstein.
But
Final answer.
Okay, you're correct. It is Albert Einstein. Apparently, I need to come up with some harder questions. You guys got most of these right. Man,
that's because I did not go to public school in Texas, bro.
Okay.
I thought you were born in Virginia.
No. Nope.
I don't even know what to believe anymore.
Born in Texas, lived in Texas the most, but yeah, I did finish my high school out in Virginia. For your claim.
At least you're north.
I gotta add all this up. I don't know who won.
Let's see here. Well, circle gets a square.
Tim won. Hands down,
no,
Tim.
I didn't. Tim did. Double down like you did. I think you won.
Yeah, I mean, Keith did double down at one point.
I never doubled down. I played.
Well, I came up with Sir.
I was keeping close count. It was Tim.
Keith.
Tim wins.
I don't see Keith.
It was 5-4-3.
Oh,
he missed
said
first
Sir.
One.
Sir.
That's why he had to double down on question two.
Yeah,
he
doubled down on two of them. That's the thing. So Keith.
Oh, I didn't know I had that option.
Keith got incorrect. Well, no, he answered two of them. One question had 2 points.
These guys.
I think it's Keith.
Tim did not miss because I never got a follow-up question.
I'm arbitrarily giving it to Keith.
Thanks.
This week. And we're going to move on to the funny real news of the week.
What is that?
Breaking news from FGIK Channel 3 Studios.
I got to go grab more fuel.
You won't find it on CNN or Fox, though. It's the funniest.
All right, I got to grab one for the end.
Okay, our last segment this week. An Oregon man won the lottery, $5.7 million, and was oblivious until he found out by turning his ticket into a clerk at a local gas station. A month later, forgot he had the ticket, walked into the gas station, opened up his wallet and realized he had
any real news of the week. It sounds like Nickelodeon.
Well, I'm not gonna sit here and report on the presidential debates, Keith, if that's what you're looking for.
No, just saying.
I feel like we have a voice, right? Like we have like a responsibility to the people that listen to us, the debates, the
no thanks.
ACA. Well,
can I just mention that I just said Nickelodeon, so everything should be funny. We don't have to get into politics. You can just dump slime on somebody's head.
How great was Nickelodeon when those people would come out of the lockers and talk to one another? Remember that show?
I remember that.
What was that called?
You can't do that on television. Oh, can I double down on that?
Oh, yeah.
Can I do double down on that?
Go ahead.
Family Double Dare.
Yeah, Double Dare.
Alanis Morissette.
Double Dare. That's the one I was thinking about with all the slime and stuff.
I just remember always being pissed
with,
at my
with Mark Summers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I just, every vacation is like, why do we have to go to Yellowstone, Dad? Can we do Family Double Dare instead?
No.
Like, what?
That's a perfect.
You're the worst, Dad. You planned this trip to Hawaii. Yeah.
Oh, you can't do the icicle.
Dumped on us as a family.
Oh, dude, I've been practicing the icicle in the garage all night long.
Hey, you know what? 5.7 million, I'll take it. Because all I have in my wallet is an ID, a smoothie punch card, and a condom from 2006. But going back to Double Dare, I think at one point, Olympic swimmer Summer Sanders hosted that show, and I had the biggest crush on her. So, Summer, if you're out there and you're listening to the Three Funniest Guys I Know podcast, hit
Mike's
me up. I'm the single one.
2006 condom with your name on it.
Can I correct you? And that was...
No, well, I think that condom's going to the Taco Bell girl I met tonight, but I'll buy a fresh one for Summer. She's special.
That was an MTV show called Sandblast with Dan Cortez.
Nice.
Oh, okay. My gosh, what a great show.
We're moving along. We're going to the
second topic. I got a quick question.
Oh, Tim has a question. Go ahead, Tim.
Listen, we're talking about Nickelodeon. I think we'd be wildly and irresponsibly remiss if we didn't talk about who was your biggest crush on a Nickelodeon show.
Oh.
A Nickelodeon
it's
show.
Tough. Because I loved Jenny McCarthy and Singled Out. I'm just going to throw that out there.
That was MTV.
Yeah.
Are we talking MTV or
Yeah, I'm going to jump ship. That was like my first 13-year-old, like, oh, man, what's this all about, girl? So
I don't remember her name, but I do remember a show on Nickelodeon.
Nobody does.
They had to, like, go through a cave of some sorts.
Yeah.
And
Guts. It's called Guts.
And there was
is that the one with the aggro crag at the end?
That I had a big crush on. But I don't know what her name was.
What was her name?
I
should not.
I don't remember.
Yeah. The good ones you never do.
Yep, right. Tim, you've got to have one locked and loaded.
Oh, I got one. I'm asking a question. Well, so first of all, Christine Taylor, beautiful, right? But I actually
from Hey Dude.
Yeah, but
we all know her from Hey Dude.
Right, but Brad... I had a bigger crush on Brad at Hey Dude. On Hey Dude.
Hey, more power to you, man. He was a handsome dude. He tried to make it.
No.
He tried to make it. He just couldn't do it. I think he got into like Saved by the Bell or something, like a little while.
Oh, Tim was a girl with the brown hair on Hey Dude.
See, Tim's going to be this mysterious.
Oh, I was thinking about the dude. I figured his name is Brad.
Is Brad a chick?
No.
Brad is a chick on
Hey Dude. Yeah, with the bangs, you're right.
Oh, okay.
You're right.
That clears things up.
Oh, my gosh.
She was like a cowgirl. Yeah.
But, hey, let me tell you something. Serena Williams, if you're out there listening, got nothing on you, baby.
This is Tim's celebrity crush, Serena Williams.
Chat.
He always says it. He always will.
Now's the time to shoot your shot. Who do you got, Keith? I got Summer Sanders. Tim has Serena.
I told you, Jenny McCarthy when she was a young singled out girl.
That's a good call.
Remember that? Singled Out, the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when she first started, I was like impressed.
Yeah, with Chris Chadwick.
Yep, and he was a good host. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
But I was all about, like, she'd be like, get out of here, loser, and like, I don't know what that says about me, but whatever.
Okay, Josh, about the lottery. This is a true story. Did y'all hear about that guy? This was years ago. He lived in England. He woke up from a coma, bought a lottery ticket, won a car, and so the local news said, "Hey, I want you to reenact this so we can put it on the news." He went back into the same gas station, bought another lottery ticket, and on live TV, scratch. I was like, "I just won $250,000."
No,
and
he didn't.
He won $250,000.
It's I seen it. It's true.
Yeah,
true story.
How crazy is that?
Mike's vouching right now.
Hey, you know what? Tim hasn't said anything that's a lie yet.
Yeah, nothing. Maine was legit.
You, man. He's thrown up
because of the fjords. Nobody suspects the fjords.
No, those fjords get you. They sneak up on you.
It's a lot of surface area.
Okay. I'm going to throw out topic number two, news of the week here.
Oh, sorry.
We're not just going to ramble for the whole time. A Texas teenager, she is 17 years old, has the world's longest legs. Her left leg measures 4 foot, 5.25 inches. Her right foot measures 4 foot 4.8 inches. She is 6 foot 10. Y'all are seeing a picture.
Her foot or leg?
Her leg.
Here's foot. My thing. Could this have waited a year to be announced?
Oh, thank God I didn't have to say it.
Come on. I know Texas is probably 15 legally, but like, no, come on.
18.
I was trying to be on. 18 makes it look good. 17 makes it look creepy.
I was trying to be on my best behavior, but you just have opened Pandora's box. Yeah. Let's revisit this one in a year.
Wait. Okay.
1 year.
First right now, she's really months. Tall. That's all I have to say about that.
There's nothing. No, thank you.
She wears stupid shoes, too.
I think those are Air Force Ones.
Just work on, sweetheart, work on that tan, and we're going to talk about you next year.
6'10". Mike, she's like a foot taller than you.
She's 6'10"?
Yeah.
Well, she better play volleyball. Now, that Olympic duo where George W. Bush touched her tramp stamp.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Keith.
Well, Google it.
Okay. Google it. Okay. And
is that Gabrielle Reese?
No. Was she a sandblaster too?
I don't know.
I think she took over for Summer Sanders as a sandblaster with Dan Cortez.
These are some random facts right now, Keith.
Yeah. You have your network scrambled up, I believe. Dan Cortez was strictly an MTV guy.
All right, I'm about to start.
All right, I thought.
Now it's Sandblast text right now.
And our last news topic of the week. This is a good one, guys. You see the picture. A California man created a massive pair of mechanical wings for a cosplay outfit, and he now holds the world record for the largest mechanical wings associated with a cosplay outfit. They stretch out to 19 feet 2 inches. This is a grown man. This guy looks like he's about 30.
Yeah, I don't get it, the whole cosplay thing. I grew up, I had friends. I'm an adult. I still have friends. I don't get the cosplay thing, but to each his own.
Is this something that you guys have ever dabbled in? I've never dabbled in cosplay. I'm curious.
This is the closest I've ever come to cosplay. Tonight. This is weird.
What are you wearing?
This is it right now?
Yeah, the just microphone, the headphones, everything.
I was waiting for like a story that was going to follow that statement.
No, this is it. And I was like, okay, you're going for it? I was like, yeah, that's I guess great. So.
Tim, have guess you ever I'm done any cosplay stuff?
I live in a bedroom. Rules. First rule, if you get jammed up, don't mention my name. Second rule.
That's a good point.
Put some
like when you buy a prostitute.
Third rule is I keep sheet real, right? So I've been married for 16 years to cosplay all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, so you're saying how is Kim Sheet real not number one?
Cosplay every weekend.
I'm going to tell you, I won't go into specifics. I'll just tell you some highlights. Mario Brothers, 2012. That was awesome.
I stopped at Mario 3, dude.
I mean, how many of you have really wanted to save the princess from the castle in real life? I did that.
Okay, good for you, Tim. I think we should probably stop it there. Tim gets real passionate when he starts talking about his love life, and I think maybe we just saw that one off where we hear it right now.
I want to hear more.
Yeah, let the man speak.
Can I cash out my double down?
Nope.
Mortal Kombat got real weird real quick.
Original or like the weird ones?
Okay, so that's all the segments I had tonight.
You'll never hear Hadouken the same way again.
Street Fighter. The good news is this. We've been on for about a little under an hour and a half, and we've run through a few segments. We're going to keep doing this, so please keep coming back, keep supporting us. It's going to be the same four guys every week. These are the three funniest guys I know. We'll keep coming back.
Hey, email Josh at his work email. And Summer Sanders, if you need to get a hold of me, email Josh, and he'll forward it to me.
Good riddance.